we're talking about are going to be Vancouver, Victoria, and Edmonton. And the sorry, I just had a complete brain fart there. I actually had no idea what I was thinking. But the territory that Edmonton resides on is was originally part of the Nihiwo, Niitsetape, Métis, Nakoda, Dene, and Haudenosaunee, and Anishinaabe nations, and Victoria is seated on Lekwungen nation territory. Just figured that was important to get out of the way because the music that we are going to be talking about was recorded and written and made and performed on that stolen land. And yeah, today is going to be a really interesting episode, I feel like, because most of the time we just investigate a certain scene that pops up in a city. And usually that scene has migrated there through some kind of tape trading or just underground community. But for war metal in Western Canada, it actually originates here. The first band, what many people consider to be the first war metal band, Blasphemy, are from Burnaby. And they debuted in 1989. I'll talk about that a little bit more after I play you some. And just before we start, also, if I seem a little disheveled, I forgot my computer at home, so I'm playing this all off my phone from Bluetooth. So I'm just not entirely as prepared as I should be, but hopefully it'll still work. Hopefully everything will still sound great. And yeah, we're going to go straight right into it, and we're going to play Blasphemy from their first demo, Blood Upon the Altars, the track Demoniac, demo 1989. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Tires! Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free, but if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
Okay, yeah, welcome back. So the songs that were just played were Demoniac, Demo 1989 by Blasphemy from their first EP, Blood Upon the Altars. Then after that, it was Bestial Sacrifice by Antichrist from their album Sacraments of Blood. And then it was Conjure the Watcher by Tyrant's Blood off their album Into the Kingdom of Graves. And I realize now that I didn't actually really define war metal. It's not... the most popular term even in extreme metal. Some sources like Metallum choose not to use it just because it's a little bit too convoluted, and it doesn't, like, it can mean so many different things. What I like to think of it as, and how I kind of rationalize it, is kind of a combination between death metal and black metal. It's like the synthesis of a lot of the kind of more tremolo picked riffs with a lot of the just straight up aggression, and also some of the riffs from death metal, but like it gets really confusing, and the vocals tend to lean more towards the kind of guttural growls of a death metal vocalist. But again, it's fully dependent on the band, and some bands don't really like to be called war metal, even though they kind of sonically fit into that category. So it's kind of up in the air. I like using it. I like kind of compartmentalizing different things. So that's why I decided to do an episode on this. But it is totally just, it's unimportant. Genres are unimportant. Just listen to music you like and good music. And I don't know. I say that, but I do a lot of compartmentalizing. But back to Blasphemy, because I've been thinking about them a lot as of this week. That demo was created in 1989, which is really, really early for something that heavy and that kind of extreme. Obviously, you had death metal start up in the mid-80s, and you even had the first wave of black metal kind of start with Venom in Europe, but it wasn't big. It wasn't really what it like became to be in the 90s and the second wave in Norway. You could argue at this point that Mayhem weren't even like a black metal as we know a band. Dark Throne, I don't even know if they were making music, but if they were, they were making death metal. They weren't doing Transylvanian Hunger or Under a Funeral Moon. Like, black metal wasn't really too much of a thing, but Blasphemy somehow predated that. They predated that, and they made a really, really heavy demo so long ago, and I feel it's crazy that they predated that, especially when it was really insular in Vancouver. If you look and try to find a list of all the metal bands that were around at that time, they were mostly like heavy metal. It was mostly like glam, maybe a little bit of thrash. There wasn't really anything extreme. There were a couple black and thrash bands up in the Pacific Northwest in Washington, but that's about as close as it gets. If you look at the rest of the scene, most of the scene was existing in northeastern Europe, in places like Hungary and Iceland, and a lot of South America too, a lot of Brazil. Brazil, in fact, has the band Sarcófago, which many consider to be proto-war metal, and they could be a consideration for one of the bands that inspired Blasphemy, but I'm not entirely sure. I would have to ask one of the members and see kind of what sparked that idea, but I just found that really, really interesting how they were able to create something so heavy and so extreme at such a pivotal, like such a crazy early point in extreme music. Yeah, that was that little rant, and then after that, it was Antichrist Sacraments of Blood. They're from Surrey, so another artist from one of the kind of almost boroughs of Vancouver. They came up around the same time of Blasphemy, and they were kind of considered a Blasphemy clone around at the time, but I think they have a really, really fun sound. I really enjoy it, and I think they offer something unique and something important to the metal scene, especially in Vancouver. They split for unknown reasons, but this was an archival release that I believe came out in 2010. It might be 2012. I'm not the greatest with dates. And after that, we're a little bit more of a modern band, Tyrant's Blood. They started in 2006 and then disbanded, I believe, a decade later. And this was off their 2013, I believe, album, which was also really good. You can tell that some of the bands lead more into either black metal or death metal. I think the first three probably, or Blasphemy and Antichrist, were pretty like solid down the middle, but Tyrant's Blood definitely leaned a little bit heavier on the death metal side. And yeah, now we're going to take a trip to Edmonton, and we're gonna listen to some of their music, because they also have a pretty impressive war metal scene, definitely more voluptuous, I would say, than Vancouver. And so we are going to play Weapon, Vested in Surplice, and Violet Stole, off their album From the Devil's Tomb.
Ugh!
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, scene makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
So yeah, we're back, and that was Weapon with their track Vested in Surplice and Violet Stole from their album From the Devil's Tomb. After that, we go to Rites of Thy de Gringolade with their track Naya Below from their self-titled demo. De Gringolade, I'm pretty sure it means rapid decline in French, so if this episode wasn't already Canadian enough for you, well, you got some French thrown in there. And then after that, we got Revenge with Sterilization, Procreation Denied from their album Infiltration.Downfall.Death. The dots aren't in there. I mean, there are periods in there, but I added the dot for dramatic effect. And Revenge are a band formed after Conqueror Collapse, which they're another band from Victoria, and they're pretty much identical almost sonically and aesthetically. They follow the same like three word with periods in between album titles, and they have the same font as a logo, and we're gonna get to them a little bit later. And yeah, I just want to talk about Weapon a little bit, because they kind of highlight how, I guess, different war metal can be. Not everything has to be this really super lo-fi and straight to the forward, just crushing kind of thing. It can be a little bit technical, a little bit weird, have different sections that kind of evolve. And Weapon are a prime example of that, while still also being a mixture of black metal and death metal. So kind of falling into the category of war metal, but maybe not really, because it's a really ambiguous term. Who knows? I'm not really sure. Definitely don't really know what's up there. But we have three more tracks from Edmonton. So we're going to start off with Nebulous Receptacle from the band Sacramentary Abolishment. We'll be right back.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Hey, 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 welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, so those last three tracks were Nebulous Receptacle by Sacramentary Abolishment off of their album River of Corticone. Then after that, we had God I Command by Axis of Advance off their album Obey. And then finally, Easy Prey, parentheses, Weakness Defined by Prophetic Suffering off their 2025, guys album, listen to it, Rivalry of Thyself. The one I want to talk about most there, because we don't have much time to get to all of them, is the Sacramentary Abolishment one, and kind of the album as a whole. I kind of picked one of the more tamer back tracks from that album, but it gets weird. There gets like some really weird, doomy kind of sections on it. Really good stuff. If you're going to check out any of the albums on the list, any albums from today's episode, check out that one. Really cool stuff. Really, really weird and wacky war metal. And now, finally, we have two tracks from Victoria before we end things off. We have the aforementioned Conqueror and their track Chaos Domination off the album War.Cult.Supremacy. And then we have Human Agony, a more recent band, off of their 2019 album Putrescence of Cavalry. We've got covering Cherubim. So yeah, give those two tracks a listen, starting now. We'll be right back. That's it for Borders and Blast Beats this week. Tune in next week for Sonic Spill, which is